Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us in the studio right now, we have Dana Conroy, who a lot of people are familiar with from her work on documentary and videos and all kinds of things around the Q92 listening area. Dana, welcome.
Hey, Maynard. Thanks for having me here.
Well, we've got kind of a special showing of one of your documentaries coming up at the Grand Theater in Madison on the evening of Wednesday the 27th at 7 o'clock. It's free, and it's called Broken Eyes, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today, and why don't you give us a little background on that documentary?
So, Broken Eyes is a feature-length film that I made, and it is about an investigation into the LASIK eye surgery industry, which started with myself getting LASIK several years ago, and I had some complications, and I thought it was kind of strange because I was assured that LASIK was completely safe, and I wanted to investigate to see how many other people might have issues like mine, and interview some doctors and see what they thought about it. So I traveled around the country interviewing people all over the state, all over the country, found expert, world-renowned experts to weigh in on the issue, and I recorded everything and compiled it in a documentary, and that's going to screen for free in Madison on Wednesday.
Okay, so it's kind of a very personal thing to you.
Yeah, it's a very personal thing, and it's also something that the community of Madison really helped with. It was supported by the Madison Art Council, Chris Shelstead, Adam Conroy, the hospital. A lot of people from town contributed to help make it work, and there's actually a lot of people in Madison that have LASIK complications, people that you wouldn't even know that could be your neighbor. So I thought it would be great to screen the film here, and also on...
You've got a special guest with us in the studio from way out east here this afternoon. Why don't you introduce her?
Yeah, so on the phone is Dr. McKay, Dr. Cynthia McKay, and she is one of the world's leading experts in LASIK complications, and she's an ophthalmologist from New York City and was around when LASIK was invented. She was actually in the same hospital where it was invented, so she's calling all the way from New York, and maybe you have some questions for her about what she feels about the procedure.
Well, maybe just get a little background on how she learned about all this.
Yeah, so Cynthia, you can just explain how you got involved or how you found out about LASIK and the history of how that all started.
Sure. Well, LASIK was invented by a friend of mine called Dr. Stephen Troquel. He was my colleague at the Edward S. Harkness Eye Institute in New York, which is part of Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center. And in the 1970s, he told me about this procedure to reshape the cornea using the excimer laser. And I immediately knew that was a terrible idea. The cornea has more nerve endings than any other part of the body. And if you're going to cut all those nerve endings, of course you're going to end up with terrible pain. And if you thin the cornea, of course you're going to weaken it. And of course you're going to distort it. And of course it's going to heal with scar tissue, and the whole thing would be a disaster. And I told that to Steve, and I thought it would never take off. But as Dana has described in excruciating detail, it has. It's a bloody disaster. 75% of people who get this cosmetic eye surgery get eye pain, which the LASIK surgeons call dry eye. But it's not dry eye. It's neuropathic pain, which means pain from nerves that have been cut and are firing wildly. And you inevitably will get glare and halos around lights because you flatten the center of the cornea. And when the pupil dilates, you'll get out into an area that hasn't been operated on, which will focus in one center in the eye. And then the center of the cornea would focus in the back of an eye in a different spot. So 100%, 100% of people lose contrast sensitivity. They can't distinguish between subtle shades of gray. And 100% of people will get glare and halos at light at night, even if they don't complain about it. So it's a public health emergency, really, because it's disabling so many people. And people are driving on the roads at night who've had LASIK, and they're seeing, you know, 20 headlights coming at you, and they're a danger on the road. It's an absolute disaster. These eyes are being butchered. After 7 years, 55% of people wish they didn't have it. It's just something that just hits me in the gut, because I have spent 40 years as an eye surgeon taking sick eyes and making them healthy, making them see again, fixing their retinal detachments, curing their glaucoma, and this procedure takes perfectly healthy eyes that just happen to not be able to see at distance without glasses, and it makes them into permanently sick eyes. You can tell I am not a fan of LASIK.
Is there anything that can be done to reverse any of that damage?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
He was asking if there's anything that can be done to reverse the damage from LASIK once you've done the surgery.
No. And I recommend a book. It's called The Unsightly Truth of Laser Vision Correction. It was written by four people, and I'm one of the authors. And that has all the scientific papers in the back of it that give the evidence. I'm not making all these numbers up out of my head. They come from scientific papers, peer-reviewed scientific papers. And we also, in that book, do have a list of some doctors that try to help the complications of LASIK. You can put on scleral contact lenses, which are expensive and uncomfortable, and you'll be able to see a little better. You can make drops, eye drops, out of your own blood and put them in many times a day, and that will somewhat help the pain. But you can just manage it. You can't cure it. Once that eye is wrecked, it is wrecked. Can't even do a corneal transplant because there's so much inflammation in the cornea that the transplants all reject. So, really, once the eye is sick, it's sick permanently.
All right, very good. Well, no more questions, really. I think you covered the situation pretty thoroughly there.
I wanted to ask her one more thing. So, Cynthia, when you have seen people that have had LASIK surgery, what has their experience been? Like, what has it been like to help people that have had LASIK complications?
Well, first of all, it's a great relief to them to know that many other people are also suffering. And one of the LASIK damaged patients, Paula Kofer, has a website that helps these poor people. And I can't cure what's wrong with them, but I can help them by giving them a voice, by letting them know that they're not alone, by referring them to Paula Kofer's website, and by referring them to one of the ophthalmologists who do treat LASIK complications.
Yeah, thank you. I do just also want to say that when this first happened to me, I thought that maybe I was like one in a million or maybe one in a thousand. But when I started to do the interviews, I found somebody in every single town in the area and all around the country. I mean, there was literally no shortage of people with LASIK complications to interview. I could have done thousands of interviews easily. So if you are thinking about getting it and thinking that it's rare to have complications, I would say, based on my research, it is not. But if you want to know more about it and find out the information, please come to the screening on Wednesday, and I'll be there and try to answer any questions you might have.
Yep, but again, that's 7 o'clock on Wednesday night at the Grand Theater right downtown in Madison. No charge for
it. And Dana, you're doing a great public service by bringing this problem to the world's attention. Tell them about some of the comments you've gotten from your movie.
So a lot of the people that have seen this film have come up and thanked me personally because they were thinking about getting the surgery, but they didn't know much about it. And then they saw the film and they were just thankful to have the information so they could make the right choice for themselves. And a lot of people that have had complications have watched the film and said that it has helped them not feel so alone. So if you're having problems with your eyes or have had chronic medical issues, I think this is a film that anybody could relate to, even if it's not a LASIK problem. It's just kind of more like, what happens when you have a chronic health issue that's caused by the health industry and you don't have anywhere to go? So patients can advocate for themselves, and that's kind of what this film is about.
It's also also available on YouTube, I should mention. Go on YouTube and search Broken Eyes.
Yep, Broken Eyes documentary on YouTube. And you
but
can watch
nothing it. Like watching it on the big screen at the Grand on Wednesday night. So.
And there will be a Q&A afterwards. So if you have any questions about your own eyes, I can do my best to help you. So,
very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dana and Doctor, we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us about this very important subject.
All right.
Thank you so much for having us. This is such an important interview. You can't beat saving sight, preventing eye pain, and preventing disability. You're doing God's work here. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Maynard. This has been great.
Yep, thank you both. Appreciate it. We'll see you Wednesday night.
Yep, see you Wednesday.